This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode 48. Welcome What's back up? To episode 48. This is episode 48.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. I'm Ian. That's Kevin.
What's up, dudes?
And Ryan the Beard.
Yo, yo, yo.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you remembered, but today is the 5th anniversary of us taking over Metal Shop. So,
Let's tell a little story. What were we doing that night? We were living in the Capitol Hill apartment. We had some friends over. We were listening to
Listening to Metal Shop.
Yeah, we were listening to the episode of Metal Shop where Kevin and Steve were going to make the announcement.
It was their last episode.
And it was tense, man. It was tense in that house. We had a good feeling, but at the same time, you know, you don't know until you know.
You don't know, but now you know.
And and so then we were just listening to the show, and they call us up, and since the radio station's on like a, you know, a 20-second delay or something, we're like, why are they calling us? And then they announce on the air, we're calling the losers.
Oh, great.
Oh, that was the worst. But
yeah, thanks, you fucking assholes.
They trolled us, and then,
they're like, just kidding, you guys got the job. And we're like, whoa!
And I seriously...
Kevin ran out in the street.
I yelled, fuck yeah, as loud as I could. Like, just screaming it, and, yeah.
Looking back, one thing I wish I would have done, I wish I would have Stone Cold Steve Austin a couple Budweisers. Just...
You can do it right now.
I don't know if Dwight, our engineer, would like
that.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I don't want to make Dwight angry, man. The mustache will f***ing kill you.
He's a pretty mid-tempered, pretty easygoing
guy.
Yeah,
but if you spill beer in the board, you're f***ed.
I've seen those all capital.
Ryan, you know.
Don't piss off the engineer, man.
Hell no.
That's a big
Don't
f***
with the board either.
I've seen those emails with all capital letters.
Word. Well, anyway, congrats to us.
Yay.
Self-congratulatory vibes.
Masturbation.
I thought that we would be, I thought, my estimation that was that we'd be getting to episode 50 right around our 5th anniversary, but it's 48.
Well,
because I'm bad at math.
Yeah, there's been a couple weeks
hard.
Where one of us wasn't here and we didn't do an episode or something
That's
went
true.
Wrong. But
if we had really been true to it, we'd be at no.
Well, we
imagine if we had started the podcast 5 years ago.
That's true.
Every week, that'd
Holy
be
shit.
Awesome.
We missed two. It was only two podcasts that we missed.
Yeah,
so we would have been at 50.
Yeah.
So this is actually episode 50,
and everyone's
so
like,
next
Who?
Week is 51.
Whatever, who cares? Good for us. You guys had a good week and everything. I mean, it's getting to be sunny again outside. It's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
I went out shooting.
How was that?
Yesterday.
Awesome. Which gun did you shoot?
All of them.
Holy, how many guns do you have?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
Like half of them. don't know. We shot the ARs and some AKs. It's awesome to be able to just go out in the woods, just in general.
Yeah.
Being able to get away from people is highly underrated.
Yeah.
I recommend it to everybody at least a couple times a year.
I'm getting a vision of Ian in like 30 years with a really grizzly beard, Ryan status with that. Living out like 70 miles out of like, you know, out of like a store. Like you would have to drive like 4 hours to go to a store. Yep. You live out in the woods. You have a shack.
Leave me alone.
You just grow weed and shoot guns and drink whiskey. And the only time you go to the store is to get macaroni and cheese and whiskey.
I'm out of my macaroni. And I started talking.
I need my craft dinner.
I was from the deep south.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like that's a decent estimation.
If all goes as planned.
What's that going to take? Like 20 years? Five years?
You'll also you need to go get some strings for your guitar because I'm sure you'll be playing guitar. And you're into this whole
I'll be playing a banjo at that point.
Naked Sunday thing? Guess what? If
It'll
you're living out
the
there, you don't
own clothes.
It could be Naked April.
They'll be like, oh, Naked Ian came back to town. Oh,
no.
Shit.
You'll be decent enough to have what you call town clothes.
my smoking jacket. But yeah, that's the... I went shooting. That's what happened to me this week.
What would you picture me doing in 30 years?
Holy shit. That's
being
a good
balder?
Question.
Yeah, I'm going to be bald. What if my hair magically grows back?
Kevin, you're going to be locked in a room by yourself drawing all kinds of kooky-ass f***ing cartoons that are going to be like tacked all over the ceiling and walls.
Man, yeah. I was cleaning out a bunch of old papers and stuff, and I found a drawing that Kevin did of me like a year ago.
Gotta be good.
It's just this dude with a huge beard and like a swastika on his forehead, like holding a
Charles
jug,
Manson,
holding a jug of whiskey, just going, "I'm Ryan from Metal Shop. Hold, show me your c-."
See what I'm saying? There it is. He's already doing it.
Ryan is going to be Rick Rubin in 30 years.
Oh yeah,
AKA
he'll be rich.
Also more bald.
He'll take his hell. I'll have to clear a patch in my land where he can like bring his helicopter in and land it. He can bring me my whiskey and guitar strings.
There you go.
It'll be great. And beard conditioner.
Well, I did something awesome yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Well, first, I was really bummed out because I got Ian's text to go shooting like a half hour or so after the fact.
Too late.
I was really bummed out.
We already
out.
Left.
Yep. And so I was kind of bummed about that. And then I got into Comic-Con for free.
Nice.
Which is rad because I'd never been to Comic-Con before. And got kind of hit the nerd jackpot, got a bunch of really cool stuff. And then a friend of mine.
What's your loot?
You hit the nerd jackpot.
Yeah, well, I got to meet one of the guys who did the Brightest Day Green Lantern series, which
Sweet.
Was a, kind of a cool deal, and picked up a couple posters that he had done, and won a really nice hand-drawn one of Patrick Warburton as the Tick.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty rad, and got some dorky t-shirts.
Wait, did you say you won that?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then a friend of mine grabbed me and was like, "Hey, man, you know, I have this extra ticket to go watch a Stan Lee Q&A.
Ooh.
Like, do you want to go?" Like, well,
yeah, I think so.
Duh. So that was cool. So it's.
I saw the picture. You're pretty close.
I was.
You saw Stan Lee in the flesh.
He still exist. He is more than just a myth. Yeah.
Did you get to ask any questions?
No, I didn't ask any questions. I just kind of
took it all
back.
In.
Yeah, I took it in. It was pretty rad. You know,
you took Stan Lee all the way in.
he was surprisingly still really with it and very you know, an active conversationalist, you know.
That's awesome. He's a
very
spry old coot.
Yeah, well thought out answers and very, you know, he's a funny guy. He's a cool dude.
Good. What about you, Kevin? What'd you do this week?
This week was preparation for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
AKA watching all past WrestleManias. That's about it. But no.
Do you still have all those on VHS?
Yes, I do have them on VHS. Luckily, they have the WWE Network available for only
$9.99. Oh, You need to get sponsored.
yes. So they, I watched some of that, but also, yeah, just worked a lot. And what? Oh, I went and saw Bad Religion, and that was a really cool show. I was super sick that day. I was kind of, I had a crappy cold. I'm still kind of getting off of that cold, but
use that hand sanitizer again. Man.
I did.
Do it again.
All right.
And then give me. I'm serious. Is that over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Use it and then give it to me. Ew.
So, yeah, sanitized. Bad Religion was sweet. I didn't get to see the Hollow Points, but I did. Yeah, I was sick, so I took a nap after work.
How
hardcore of me. And naps are sweet.
Dude, naps are fucking awesome.
I am almost
naps
30, and I would like to say that naps are fucking sweet.
Man, I remember when I was a little kid, I would straight up refuse to take naps.
You're like, yo, naps are a waste of time.
Yeah, now I want to go back in time and bitch slap my young ass for not taking naps and taking advantage of it when I could.
But I did notice, I did declare this week that if I had any power or if I had any wish, I would wish that I could exist without sleeping.
Really?
That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I could be making money while all these other motherfuckers are sleeping.
What, are you going to be out hustling on the corner or what?
Or have another job or something, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's,
but would you
want to
work 24 hours a day?
I don't know.
At some point,
it's
your brain would just, like, snap.
But if you just, if you didn't go, need, you know, if you like, didn't need to sleep, if you didn't need to rest, wouldn't that be awesome if you could just work at the same pace and continuously produce?
Just not get tired.
I wouldn't necessarily work, yo, but man, you could do anything. You could go and fucking watch 8 more episodes of Breaking Bad.
There's so much,
you
so much wrestling.
More.
So many more WrestleManias I could watch. And what? That's what brought me to it.
That's the one power you would have, to not sleep?
I mean, maybe, yeah. That's what I thought. What? Is that a bad one?
No, I don't know.
What if it got dark? What if instead of you, what if
I
you not
a
having
idea.
To sleep means that somebody else has to permanently be asleep?
Well, fuck them.
Like, you like...
Touche.
Somebody's got to be in a coma so you
Who?
Can be awake all the time.
Who?
Random person.
Who is it? I don't fucking know him. Who gives a shit?
Who?
Is it Bill Cosby? All right.
You let him fucking sleep.
Go to sleep.
Permanent
home.
Sleep. Rapist. I mean...
What? Therapy. All right,
Alleged.
All right, all right, all right. Cool. Well, we're all still alive. We all still have our fingers and toes. I guess it's about time to get in some metal news. We're here for a reason, I suppose.
Drink it up.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the world of metal this week.
Indeed.
I guess we can start with a band that we all know called Poison Idea.
Yeah, dude.
Last time I saw them was at Suicidal Tendencies, and the show was their show. Was really bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was really bad, and I don't know why. But they have a new song out. They have a new record out. It's going to be coming out later this summer. Oh, May 23rd. They're going to be doing a two-week run up and down the West Coast, so they'll be playing. They aren't playing Seattle, so fuck us. Do you want to hear a little bit of this?
Sure. Let's check it out. Some punk rock.
Wake you up. It's being recorded by Joel Grind from Toxic Holocaust.
Whoa!
It's not Pennywise, dude.
Whoa!
Hey, Ryan, notice that the vocals
Whoa!
Are super low in the mix. Kevin, shut up. I don't know. Anyway, so there's some new Poison Idea. Sounds pretty ripping, though. Pretty, like, minus Kevin's fucking woes.
Whoa! I'm into it. So, Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted are going on tour, but get this routing. So they're going to be playing a show in San Francisco, in Lake Tahoe, in Portland, Oregon on the 26th, and then on the 28th, they're playing Vancouver, BC. So they are going through Washington State with a day off, and they're not playing.
Whatever. They just haven't announced the show here yet.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Like, they're just like, okay, the one day on the tour we want to take off is Seattle.
No way.
I mean, there's some cool stuff to do here, but there's got to be a lot of good shows to play. Is that Memorial Day weekend? The 27th of May? Let me look at the calendar here. It's Wednesday.
I think that they just took the day off to medicate. a day of weed smoking.
All right, we're in a legal state. Let's just get super fucking high.
Let's route this so that we get super baked. But then that wouldn't make sense because then they're going up to Vancouver. They could, whatever. Anyways, someone book them.
Yeah, book the show. I'm sure they're
booking in your garage.
Sure, working on it. Carcass denied entry to Malaysia this week.
What?
Due to, quote, lyrical content. So they've been denied visas, basically, you know, letting them into the country. Quote from them, sorry, Malaysia, no show for you guys in May. Seems like your government officials still haven't updated their calendars to the 21st century. We've had our visas declined on the basis of our, quote, lyrical content. Laughable and embarrassing. Give us a call when you get yourselves a sensible secular state. P.S. If you're reading this, you're too late. We already corrupted your youth and played Kuching last year. So, they already played Malaysia.
Word.
They're just not allowed back in again.
I like how Carcass just fires shots.
Well, because they're just they might as well have just been like, F*** you, Malaysia.
Well, wait, isn't the Malaysian prime minister guy a huge
No, that's head? Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're close, but yeah, different country.
Oh, well.
So, you remember when Ringworm put out that sweet record called Hammer of the Witch?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Cradle of Filth is coming out with a record called Hammer of the Witches.
Did they Google it first or even fucking look? Or
they're
even...
different titles. Hammer of the Witch, Hammer of the Witches.
Not Dean, 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 Dean.
Exactly. Yeah. So, they're labeled in this article as an iconic British band. Okay. We'll go. I'll go with that. Could they have this new album? I guess iconic in Hot Topic circles. They have
makeup circles.
They have a new album coming out on Nuclear Blast.
Hammer of the Witches.
Yeah, and it's entered the mixing stage of Hammer of the Witches, snitching on the bitches.
They still look scary. Their bass player still has a flame tattoo up his forearm.
Yeah. That hasn't changed.
They have a song called Goetic Justice.
What?
Yep.
We speak... You're fucking English. You do speak English.
Goetic Justice.
Doro is playing Rock in Rio. I just think that's cool because she's the first, all-female lead to play Rock in Rio, which is rad. I would love to go to Rio and see that. That's one of those, like, epic festivals.
Yeah, that's...
That's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see.
That's almost a... For me, I think that would be a cooler thing to see than one of the big European ones like Wacken or Hellfest or like that. Just because of the legacy of Rock in Rio. I remember watching that Iron Maiden Rock in Rio video when I was younger, just going, holy shit,
people are
this is amazing.
And that's this year is going to be the 30th anniversary of Rock in Rio. So.
Oh man, it's
I can picture Ryan getting down with Doro. His grindcore-loving self just rocking out to Doro.
Yeah, Doro!
Like, whipping his shirt in the air, like, yeah, fucking rock, babe!
Yeah. Fucking rock, babe.
Just being a mega creep?
I don't want to name names, but there was this guy who used to shop at the record store
that I worked at. Name names.
I can't. He listens to Metal Shop every week and wins tickets from us.
Oh. That's why you should name names. Well, he's going to know who he is anyway.
Anyways.
sorry, bro.
He bought albums specifically because they were had female singers, and that's all he cared about. He was like, I heard this band is a sweet female singer. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, but he was kind of creepy about it, but nice enough guy.
I think
guy.
I know who you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, you do.
So, speaking of really creepy dudes, did you guys hear about Otep claiming to have gotten assaulted?
Otep Shamalama Ding Dong?
Yeah.
That's a weird news story from this week. They were on tour with what are they called? Terror Universal? Was the name of the band that they were...
Yeah, Terror Universal. And
that's the band they took on tour with them.
Yeah, she issued a big statement saying that that the guy had gotten drunk and grabbed her crotch, which is an insanely not cool thing to randomly do. And she's pretty pissed off about it, and it was this huge deal. And then the website from the tour issued a statement and basically said, Otep's a liar. Like, none of this happened, and they're just trying to get more money from us to go and do the tour, and then they threatened us with this, and now it's happening, and...
So, let me get this straight. So, one of them is lying, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Or both, in some extent. So, either the dude got drunk and grabbed a female by the junk at a meet and greet in front of a bunch of people. So A, there's one shitty circumstance, A. Or B, that didn't happen, and that's the reason she's using to get out of their tour with them, which is also equally as shitty.
Right.
Using, you know, like sexual assault, you know, if it's not true.
Lying about sexual assault is a big effing
right.
deal.
I mean, come on.
That's, you can't do that.
It takes credence away from real sexual assault, which is a big fucking deal, you know?
Yeah.
So either way, someone sucks.
Yeah.
I guess that's the moral of that story.
Damn sexual assaulters.
Dirty old sexual assaulters. Chrissian's going back into the...
Yeah, they are.
And so their new record's
What are they
be
going into? I didn't catch that.
They're going back into the studio.
Oh.
It's going to be produced by Eric Rutan.
Excellent.
Who obviously knows what he's doing. So it's going to be coming out in late summer or early autumn. And that band is rad, man. Speaking of South American bands that are awesome.
Interesting. So we've kind of been following this Immortal beef about how some of the members claim that they actually own some of the royalties with the name Immortal, that they are owed money. And then the other dude is like, no, they actually quit. I'm going on without them. So there's a statement from Aboth. Or is that how you say it? Aboth?
Yeah,
Aboth.
Tomato, tomato, yes.
Immortal.
Yes.
So the statement reads, Immortal's frontman and founding member has been writing and rehearsing fervently, with a deluge of new material ready to be recorded. Unable to come to an agreement in order to move forward with the other members of the band, he has formed a new lineup. Whilst grateful and respectful for the contributions of Demonaz, Horg, and Apollon, the time is now right for Aboth to present his art to the world and continue to evolve the legacy. So he says that the next 2 years, they'll put out a new album to select live appearances, and...
they're going to be headlining Bloodstock.
Yeah.
With Wasp and Motorhead.
Do you see that picture of Blackie Lawless from Wasp recently?
No.
Wow.
Is he not looking good? That's the first thing I can think.
You need to look it up.
Well,
Blackie Lawless 2015.
It's not on... No, I don't want to. It's not on our list for new stuff, but that band is also getting back together.
The only thing...
That was a... Ooh, do I...
The only thing...
Send me a link, I want to see.
The only thing Blackie Lawless from Wasp is f***ing like a beast these days is a plate of White Castle cheeseburgers.
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, man.
But people get old.
Yeah.
Here you go, Ian.
He's an old guy. Whatever.
Uh-oh.
That's awesome. We've digressed into, like...
Oh.
Oh, well.
Let's get a fucking haircut.
He is wasping so hard.
Oh, I hope he's going to be in spandex.
He rocks. He's a rocker. He rocks out.
Rock on, bro.
Rock on, bro.
I swear to God, I hope some one of these times we're talking shit about a band that they fucking hear it.
And they listen and they're like, Metal Shop. Those fucking queers.
Speaking of Chrissian, they're coming back with Origin. No tour dates have been announced, but the tour is announced, so it's going to be Origin and Chrissian with Aeon, Surreption, Alter Beast, and Ingested.
Sick.
So Surreption's coming back. That'll be rad, too.
Nice. Well, New York band All Out War. If you don't know them, you should definitely check out some of their past records, like For Those Who Were Crucified. Yeah, that's the record.
Jesus.
F***ing awesome record. And,
that record goes out to Jesus.
All Out War, sweet band. They're going to be playing Rainfest over Memorial Day weekend at Numo's alongside, like, Judge, Chain of Strength, a whole crap ton of awesome sweet bands.
Sweet.
They're coming out with a new EP produced by Steve Evetz, who recorded Hatebreed, Turmoil, Buried Alive, and Suicide Silence at West Side Studio in New York. And it's called Dying Gods. So you can check it out soon.
All Out Wheeze. Let's go to Guarbecue.
I really want to go to Guarbecue.
You want
to
go?
I'm in.
This year, it's going to be a three-day thing.
Really?
So it's going to be August 14th through the 16th. Guar just announced it this week. It's going to be the 30th year of the Guarbecue.
30 years? Holy shit.
No, hold on. Sorry. It's Guar's 30th year. It's the 6th year of the Guarbecue.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, what?
I'm sure they've been having Guarbecues of their own for 30 years, but it's the 6th official Guarbecue.
This looks sweet.
So, yeah, as we mentioned last week on Metal Shop, last Monday was the first anniversary of losing Dave Brocky, so rest in peace to him, if you're just hearing that again.
I have a feeling there'd be a lot of nudity here.
I hope so. I hope it'd be like slightly classier version than the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Is that going too far?
Not at all.
I hope it's more classless, except in a better way.
I've heard that the Gathering of the Juggalos is fantastic as far as a sociological experiment. I would love to go to that as well.
I would love to see
that. Did you ever see the documentary that they did on it?
Yeah, I watched it.
You ever seen the Facebook page, Passed Out Juggalos?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Best Facebook page.
You ever followed the Facebook page for Juggalos Home Tattooing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that finally got shut down, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bunch of scratchers.
So last week we talked about, or no, it was 2 weeks ago, you guys, when I wasn't here, you guys talked about the porn star who had the Maruta t-shirt.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa with her big old boobies.
Yeah. I like the story of how she got hit on by Drake and then just totally burned him.
Yeah. She's like, that's, awesome. That's awkward.
She burned him with gonorrhea. No. So Maruta
maybe
releases this new album, Remain Dystopian, and it's a 17-song blast.
Yep.
It's going to be coming out in early June. 17 songs. So if you if you heard about Maruta through that porn star, then you'll get the goodens.
Pull down your trousers and put in your earphones.
Wouldn't that be weird to listen to grindcore while masturbating to porno?
I feel like it would be weirder to listen to grindcore while you're f***ing.
Yeah, that's...
it's not that
bad. That's hateful sex.
Or, yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Hate sex.
Let's try
that
it.
That sounds like a band.
Someday.
That sounds like a terrible band.
Hate sex?
Hate sex. No, no one... If you're listening to this and you're like, hey, that's a good name for a band, f*** you.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Black Pussy a couple weeks ago. We could just keep brainstorming band names if you want to. Niles drummer George Kalias has a new solo record coming out. It's called Invictus. It's going to be out May 19th on Season of Mist. And have you guys heard this yet?
Yeah, so just to clarify...
It's brutal.
Yeah, just to clarify, it's not a solo record as in he got a bunch of other guys to come in and play music that he had written himself. He plays everything.
Right.
And he absolutely destroys on everything. The guy is so stupid good at every damn instrument he touches.
Right. I'm going to skip like halfway into this. Heavy. This song actually is the one song that does have a guest on it, and it's George Emmanuel from Rotting Christ.
Nice.
And I think that's what this solo is about. So that's coming out May 19th, man. It's going to be... That's definitely going to be on our radar. I know that.
It's freaking awesome.
Nice.
So, that rules.
Former Death bassist Scott Clennandine has died at the age of 47. Uh-huh. Obviously, you could make the joke of, oh, it's a band called Death. He died. Well, fuck you. He did pass away at the age of 47, and obviously there's a sense of shock there, he was the player who played on the Sound of Perseverance, and he recently participated in the Death to All live runs, and,
he wasn't here for the last one, though. He was in 2012, 2013, mm-hmm. But he had been having some health problems, but they said that he was... You know, he had a positive outlook, but yeah, he 47, man. It's young. It's mm-hmm. young. Just like Chuck, man. Far too young.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see here. We were talking about Guitar Hero coming back and Rock Band and then Rocksmith, which is the one that uses actual guitar.
Yeah.
Where you can plug your guitar in.
Totally.
So much cooler.
And, yeah, far more useful. That? Come on. No, huh?
Have you played Rocksmith? Have either of you guys?
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. I feel like so much fun.
I want to get that and learn some shit.
I kind of want to get it just... I want to get a game system just for this
just for that
game because it looks fun as hell.
So Rocksmith got four Anthrax songs as downloadable content. You can learn how to play. You can learn how to play on lead, rhythm, or bass.
Nice.
Cotton Amash, Got the Time, Madhouse, or Indians. All four of those, man. You can learn how to play on real guitar.
That's awesome.
Luca Turilli's Rhapsody. This is a band that...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like anytime this band does something new, Kevin makes a point of it that play it on Metal Shop.
It's super fun.
Like it's so fun. God damn it.
It's fun. Rhapsody
like,
rules.
Ha-ha. All right. They're good at what they do, you know?
I know that power metal is Ian's favorite genre.
I know how you like to f*** with me.
No, man. Power metal, it has its place.
It does. There are a lot of fans of power metal.
And Ian's like, its place is the f***ing toilet.
They got a new record coming out. It's going to be out June 30th on Nuclear Blast. Prometheus Symphonia Ignis Divinus.
Nice.
Luca Turilli's Rhapsody. So I'm sure it'll be all full of guitar noodling and f***ing background vocals and shit.
Nice.
Keyboards.
Speaking of all that craziness, we all know Devin Townsend is a madman. He's done everything in rock. You know, he's done the electronic music. He's done the death metal. He's done the thrash. He's done the super melodic rock. Now he's going to write a symphony. This past week, he was quoted as saying, "I'm writing a symphony. I'm going to record it in Belgium in surround sound with a visual counterpart. It's going to have a lot of instruments that are not typical for orchestral stuff. He wants to have something that goes between the extremes of beautiful to total chaos, like hellish apocalypse." So, Devin Townsend, he's a madman, you know. And the thing is he's totally sober. This is all just coming out of his mind. He is a beautifully crazy genius.
I would love to get high and watch it, though.
There you go.
Have you guys been seeing the Megadeth releases, their video stuff of, like, these little 10-second clips of whoever the new drummer is playing new Megadeth songs?
Yeah, last week we were talking about how there was these paparazzi photos of Chris Adler and Dave Mustaine hanging out
shop.
At the taco shop.
Yeah, well,
taco date.
So people have been, you know, it's been rumored that Chris Adler has been the one in on it, but all you've been able to see is this guy's, like, calves and feet.
He's a white guy.
And fingertips, and he's got no tattoos on his legs. So it could be anybody, you know, that doesn't have tattoos on their. So let's play the first one of the Megadeth 15-second clips of the new stuff. Yeah, and that's it. That's all. Why do you even f***ing put these videos out? I don't get it. Here's the second one. So that's it.
All right.
Thanks, Megadeth.
Well, let's hope it's Chris Adler, because that guy kicks ass.
I mean, we're talking about it, so I guess it worked.
I'm still hoping for Menza.
We'll see.
So for years and years and years, the decline of Western civilization has been out of print. There's been bootleg copies floating around all over, but they've been kind of sketchy in quality, and you never know what you were going to get. If you had the original VHS copies, then, you know, you probably should have held on to those to watch it, but...
Don't let your mom sell it at the garage sale.
If you don't know what the decline of Western civilization is, it's these documentaries on punk rock, on metal, on hair metal, and they just document in hilarious fashion these scenes. And the original punk one was really badass. The second one, The Metal Years, was kind of a more humorous approach to things, and, you know, you should definitely check it out. For learning purposes, definitely just for a snapshot of the actual scenes back in the day.
Yeah, you need to see that. I think everybody should see that, whether you're a fan of any kind of heavy music.
Don't forget your roots.
We did an interview with Carcass last year on their bus.
Yeah.
And they talked about, you know, a follow-up potentially to, you know, Surgical Steel. And... they mentioned to us that whatever they're going to do next, it's got to be something completely different. And they followed that up in a podcast interview they just did on a podcast called Rabid Noise. The quote is, I couldn't tell you exactly when we'll start work proper in terms of recording, because that's a long way off. And the one thing we don't want to do is rush, because if we're going to take the trouble to make a new album, it's got to be something worthwhile. I can't really just play it safe and do a similar kind of recipe to the previous record. It's got to be substantially different. And I think that's a good idea, because if you're going to come back on a reunion like Carcass did and just crush it with an awesome record,
yeah,
how do you do that again? It's so hard to follow that up with something that's even better than that.
It's impossible.
If they did it, though, you know, that would prove that they are, you know, worthy of their upper echelon status as a metal band or whatever. But I would be interesting. It would be interesting to see them do something completely different also.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I'm fine with what they just did with this reunion. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that will stand the test of time, I think. So whatever they do after this, I think that's they get to do whatever they want after this.
They've earned
yeah,
the right.
Exactly.
Ozzy Osbourne, well, there was this thing called Oz Fiesta, get this. So it was like Ozfest, but in Mexico. And it was Ozzy and Black Label Society with Jim Norton, Jim Florentine. That's about it, but it was called Oz Fiesta. And it was going to be going on here. When is it? Like in May. So it was. He now has a surgery, which is scheduled in May following his South American tour. So they're actually having to cancel Oz Fiesta. So if you had tickets to go down to Mexico to go see Oz Fiesta.
Did they say what kind of surgery it was? That was the thing. I think they were like, what's the surgery, Ozzy?
Penile reduction surgery.
What you getting?
His penis is too large.
Oh, okay. He's been carrying it around all these years. It's bad for his back.
New set of vocal cords. They're just too blown out at this point.
I have no idea, but...
It's a surgery to get Sharon Osbourne removed from up and inside of his ass.
Let's wish him luck. Best of luck, Ozzy.
Speaking of ass... Lars Ulrich was back in the news this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we've been talking about the lack of bass on Injustice for All forever, since it came out. And people have been pointing the fingers on that for years. In my opinion, the most valid opinion available has just come out this week, and that is the one of the mixing engineer, the guy who's working in the fucking studio that's not in Metallica.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I don't really believe anything.
He doesn't have anyone to please. Right. He's not, you know, getting paid to say one thing or another.
So finally, Steve Thompson, the mixing engineer who worked on Injustice for All, came out this week in an interview with Ultimate Guitar, and he was alleging that, well, that was right when Jason Newsted was...
He had just joined the band.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like the redheaded stepchild of the band, and he just got hazed.
Right, and so the rumor was is that they were just trying to fuck with him or whatever by not putting the bass on the record, and the quote here is that Lars Ulrich instructed Thompson to, quote, bring down the bass where you can barely audibly hear it in the mix. After following it, Thompson said the drummer told him, now drop it down another 5 decibels. So... Thompson then tried to get off of the project because of that, but was ultimately convinced to stay. The quote from the article was, They talked me into being there, and my only regret is that we didn't have enough time to at least mix it the way we heard it. I wanted to take Master of Puppets and blow that away. That was my sonic direction for Injustice for All. It was all there, but I think they were looking for more garagey type sound without bass, and the bass was great. It was perfect. And then 20 years later, when Thompson was seated with Lars at the Metallica Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009, Ulrich goes, hey, what happened to the bass Injustice? He actually asked me that. I wanted to cold cock him right there. It was a shame because I'm the one getting the shit for the lack of bass.
Yeah.
So there it
is. Wow. Sounds like Lars has selective remembrance.
Exactly.
He's rewriting history.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if he would have straight up knocked him the F out just at the spot?
At the Rock and Roll
That's
Hall
what happened
of
to the bass, bitch. Thing.
Hashtag should have been Lars.
I got your bass right here. Wham.
At that point, Metallica was just... They should have just not even had a bassist then.
Right.
Just not have a bassist. That's fine. Cliff died. Just don't replace him, I guess.
And then have that be the reason. Be like, well, Cliff died, so we don't have any bass on that record, and that's why. Not because Lars Ulrich is a weaselly little fucking bitch.
And Jason Newsted kills it.
Yeah, and he always did.
What a dickhead.
Lars looks like a hamster. If you guys ever noticed that, guy looks like a hamster with cancer.
The least amount of time I can think about Lars Ulrich with my conscious efforts and thoughts the better off I am in my life.
All right.
On Metal Sucks this week, I was pumped to see one of my favorite bands ever, Strung Out, got called out kind of in a really good way for their new record, Transmission Alpha Delta. I just wanted to say something. We don't have to talk about it. I just think that's awesome.
They call them a shred punk outfit.
Which is true. Those guys
shred punk.
Dude, I'm loving this guy's purple goatee. That's pretty styling, man. It matches
the
Argyle sweater. That's
quite
rad.
90s.
I mean, those guys covered Bark at the Moon like double speed.
Yeah.
And killed it. Yeah. So check that out if you like that kind of stuff. And I do. I definitely do.
So Nuclear Assault has a new EP called Pounder. And it's going to be featuring four killer old school thrash tunes written by Dan Lilker and John Connolly from Nuclear Assault. These guys have retired from full-time touring and recording, but they're just going to be doing it, you know, part-time and having
still
fun.
Still got the bug.
Exactly.
That's cool. Good. We can hear some new stuff from them. Be curious what they've been up to.
I love those pounders, man. You go to McDonald's, get like a pounder.
Pounder. Remember when Mick Thompson got stabbed in the head?
Yeah.
That's such a weird sentence, man.
So he was charged for getting a knife?
Yeah. Well, he got into a knife fight. I'm sure his brother probably got stabbed too, but no one gives a shit about that, so that's not in the news. So they're supposed to show up in court on Monday, which is my birthday, by the way. So I'll send him my birthday vibes. Maybe he'll stay out of jail. But what he did is this guy for Metal Sucks looked up the fine that you would get for disorderly conduct could be punishable by up to 30 days in jail, a fine of between $65 or $625. So they probably won't go to jail, but they probably will have to pay. Huh. Oh, if you get stabbed in the head, sucker, you got to pay the state. Because if the state ain't stabbing you in the head, bitch, you better pay up.
Bitch, you better pay.
Better pay your head tax, head stab tax.
Uh-oh.
Otherwise, we'll stab you in the head. Again. What's this link that the H&M?
Oh, that was fake.
Man. The fake metal bands?
No, yeah. That was hilarious, man.
Well, they were like putting out...
Wait, what?
Like a coat. They put out a jacket with like a bunch of fake metal patches something on there.
What happened was the guys from Fintroll and Moonsorrow launched this huge fake H&M campaign along with a bunch of the gag was supposedly H&M had made all these fake bands with fake backstories and like a fake Facebook page with a fake label and all this stuff, and some of these bands supposedly had, you know, socialist ties, so it was they really, really went there. But everybody got their panties super bunched up about the whole deal. And the reason why is because it was so goddamn spot on. Like a lot of the bands that they came up with, like the names and logos and things like that, it was so well done.
So who at H&M got hired to do that?
Well,
obviously somebody that knows about metal.
Well, it didn't happen. Like it was the dudes from Fintroll and Moonspell like faked the whole thing.
Oh, why? Okay.
Yeah, because
I don't get it, man.
They wanted to do it as a gag, but all they did is they kind of proved how cookie cutter the entire underground metal scene can kind of be sometimes.
Oh, you can just create a band.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just like, yeah, this is a thing, and you know they just, yeah, it was pretty insane. Like watching everybody just lose their effing minds about this. People were pissed. So
that's weird.
Yeah,
people take everything too seriously.
Sounds fun though.
If you really want to read a cool thing about it, Sergeant D did an excellent job of summing up the whole thing, as he usually does, and really hit the nail on the head with it. So I encourage you to go out and read that if you're really into the whole, if you're curious about what all that went down.
Fair enough. Oh, and then this, the Wasp link.
Wow. Yeah,
that sucks.
I have a question, guys. Huh. Has anyone tried the new Sriracha Quesarito?
No. I had a quesarito yesterday, though.
How do you feel about it? I love it.
I haven't had the sriracha. I don't like sriracha.
Do you like the quesarito, though?
I do.
And you don't like sriracha?
No.
Okay. Well, I love both, so I'm thinking...
Well, you're pumped.
I'm about to buy five of those for WrestleMania tomorrow.
Oh!
Quesarito, sriracha quesarito party.
Slam over Sean Hughes' head.
You guys want to come over to my house? Sean Hughes is not invited to my house tomorrow. That guy. I'm just kidding. Sean Hughes, you can come if you bring five quesaritos.
Sriracha only, bitch.
This is the thing. His his TV is probably 7 times bigger than mine, so he does not need to be coming over to my house.
He's like, I'm not going over to your little dinky TV.
Exactly.
I got a 98-inch TV, bitch.
I got a decent-sized TV, but I'm guessing that him and his love for all gadgets probably has like a 90-inch.
I just got a big-ass HD projector. I smoke all you fools.
Are you serious?
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's
it's
up.
Not the size that counts, Ryan.
Stoked.
It's emotion what you do with in it. The HD.
It's what kind of cable package you've got.
I don't have a cable package.
I got the fattest package.
Kevin's more of an analog package kind of guy.
I got the WWE
He's
Network.
Thin and long.
like a bike stand if it was bent.
Woo! All right. Okay, so again this week we are blessed with another guest, Brutal Poetry. Last week it was Miles Montgomery with Cattle Decapitation's Projectile Ovulation.
Yeah, that was pretty sickening.
Thoroughly grossed us out.
And this week we have a dude who you may know from Q13 Fox every morning. This guy is dapper, he's very clean cut, and he knows about the traffic. He is legit. He's a reporter for Q13 Fox, and he started as a host of Metal Shop back in the day.
What's his name?
Adam Gerke. Back in the 90s to the early 2000s, this dude held it down on KISW along with KUOW, NPR. He did a bit of work over there. He transitioned to now then working at Q13, and he now does some movie reviews on his own website. But he's a badass. He still loves metal. And he came up to the show this past week to help us celebrate our 5-year anniversary of taking over Metal Shop to relive the glory days. And here he is doing Brutal Poetry.
Brand new music, 2 songs here on Metal Shop. That was Prong covering Bad Brains into what you just heard. George Colias, Shall Rise, Shall Be Dead. You know him as being the drummer of the Almighty Nile. Ancient Egyptian death metal.
By way of South Carolina.
What's the deal on that record, man? It's not out yet, I don't believe.
Not out yet. It's called Invictus, and it looks like it's going to be coming out in about a month or so. So it's coming out pretty quick here, man. So get excited. He's already got a song or two off of it up. So you got to kind of go around, hunt this down. They're on a couple different websites. But yeah, it's great stuff. And the guy plays everything on it.
That's the cool part, man.
He's great.
Tight.
It's a one-man band. And that's it's good to just have some brutality, some new brutality in 2015. We got Mr. Adam Gerke in here, and we were asking him, like, when you were doing Metal Shop, man, because they kind of just go, play whatever you want.
Yeah.
As long as there's Cookie Monster vocals,
they were
can
like,
play it.
We know you're doing your job right, if that's the case, but it wasn't always that way for Metal Shop.
You're right? Absolutely right. Kevin, you've actually just stumbled on something, though, when you say Cookie Monster. See, so when I took over the helm of Metal Shop, the rule was, all right, There were several rules that were put in place. And the first one was, you always have to play Pantera and you always have to play Slayer.
Okay.
No,
that's a rule we've actually given ourselves.
But that was the rule then. It was like, good. Every week, have to do it. Have to do it. That is the core. That is what you will base everything else around, will be those two bands. So I was like, okay. And that works. And then after that, it was, okay, now, as far as how heavy you go, the rule was, they wanted me to amp it up.
Right.
But Cookie Monster specifically was referenced in that we don't want it so Cookie Monster that we scare everyone else away. We still want it accessible, but we don't want to make it so exclusive that it was just...
Adam, you're going to love Cotton Amash.
Right, see? So that was the thing. So I always had to walk this line of, all right, what is too heavy and what is not heavy enough?
Okay.
And so that left me with, I mean, there was still wide open play
field. Yeah, there's a wide range right there.
But we couldn't go full Nile, full Necropsy, full Deicide all the time. It just wasn't going to work.
You got to pepper in some Blind Guardian in there.
Some of the other fantasy metal bands Manowar and, like, you know.
Rhapsody and
perfect examples. Yeah. Or out of Finland. Wishmaster was the album. Help me out here. Nightwish. There we go.
There you go.
Boom.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Brutal, but not scary.
Over the edge. Yeah.
Not giving it grandma's heart attack.
But exactly. But the exact wording was the exact wording was, not too much Cookie Monster. There you go. So, Kevin, that you took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, you just said it.
Immortal. We are very lucky. Back-to-back weeks, we are going to be... entering the Brutal Poetry Lounge with a guest in the studio. This week, we've got Mr. Adam Gerke reciting a passage by a band called Suffocation.
It's time to get sensitive.
This is off their LP, Souls to Deny, Surgery of Impalement. Adam, take it away.
To dominate a field of iniquity, undeserving of many, one must realize a painful demise, deeds of tranquility. Inflicting misery, an instrument of morbidity thrust deep on you. Conflicted desires will transpire just what's right. Impaled upon a structure dear to you, blood-soaked hands dripped insistently, organs deemed venomous to you, surgery of impalement. The blood drips from my hands. Your flesh is warm upon my face, impaled with the collection of sickness to desire what you receive. Impaled upon a structure dear to you, blood-soaked hands dripped incessantly. Organs deemed venomous to you. Surgery of impalement.
Give me some snaps.
Finishes here with incomprehensible at the end.
That's Mr. Adam Gerke. Suffocation, Surgery of Impalement. It's Brutal Poetry!
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.